Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. You know, there's a passage in Scripture that talks about caring for your family. If a person doesn't care for his family, it talks about even being worse than an infidel, which is a pretty powerful statement. Think about that in terms of aging parents. Often we don't go in that direction with that verse, but I'd ask the question, if you've had to care and you've had the privilege of caring for an aging parent, what's one thing that you have learned? What's one tip, one suggestion for the world that's listening in today that would help them be intentional as they get an opportunity to care for their aging mom or dad today? Aging parents, intentional living goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Let's talk about it right here. The lines are open. Let's go.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a counselor and conference speaker and your advocate for the family. If you're in the middle of caring for aging parents or just beginning to make those decisions, we want to hear from you. Call now at 1-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you. This is a big, big topic, and it certainly is one that is Christians we need to face in a very intentional way. All of us, if we live long enough, are going to have some care and help and encouragement. So it's not only looking at our parents, but it's looking at our lives, right? As we're getting older, knowing that our kids and grandkids and so on will be there, hopefully and prayerfully, to support us in that period of time. That when we go through it, it's a process, it's a stage of life. And I'd ask the question today, what is one thing that you have learned? What is one thing that maybe you didn't know before, you know now, and you'd like to help the one coming behind you to be intentional? Okay? 888-1717. I know family right now. I could name family, my own immediate family and extended family who are going through this with loved ones and their family. And we've been through it. My wife and I, my parents are both gone now. My mother-in-law, my wife's mom, was at Alzheimer's. Tragic. Was watching the deterioration over about 10 years and the devastation that put into the lap of the family and how to best deal with this. And now Donna's dad, he's 88 years old, still pretty strong and pretty independent. And yet there's this process that we all go through, and it's a part of life, seasons of life. There's fall, there's winter, there's spring, there's summer, right? What's one thing you've learned? Matthew says it's so frustrating on Facebook, so frustrating. I could use some help. Is there an instruction manual? Well, Karen posed, she said for her, just being extremely patient is a big thing to work on. Elisa says, humility, compassion, kindness, and gentleness. My mom, who has dementia, once asked me if I was a Christian, and I asked her why she was wanting to know, and she said, because you are so kind. That's that warms her heart, should warm our heart, too, as our parents and grandparents caring for aging parents today. 888-1717. People are lining up now. We're going to get them on the line. We want just one thing, okay? One thing you've learned in providing care for an aging parent or grandparent. 888-1717.
I live with my dad. I moved in with him. He's 92, and he's in a wheelchair, has been for some time now. He's got a little bit of dementia, and he can be and has been in the past a little difficult, kind of mean and critical.
I've been taking care of my mother with dementia. I think the most encouragement I can give anybody is to not have an agenda. It can be so overwhelming trying to figure out the things that need to be done and when they need to be done. All I could do was literally throw up my hands and say, I don't know what to do, but I just want to do the right thing.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, and what we're going to hear, I'm sure, today is there isn't a, quote, manual. There's not do this, do this, do this, and everything is going to be okay. This is going to be unique to every family, every situation. People have different financial situations, different medical needs, different marital issues going on, and so on. But it's a huge issue. I'm looking at something that was posted in U.S. News and World Report a couple of years ago, and it was written by Philip Moeller. MetLife estimated in this article that nearly 10 million adult children over age 50 are now caring for aging parents. That is a huge number. In taking the time to provide family care, MetLife said working Americans lose an estimated $3 trillion in lifetime wages, with average losses of $324,000 for women, $283,000 for men. With these costs and other money issues in mind, research put together 10 tips about financial consequences of caregiving. And I want to share just a couple of these with you from a financial perspective. One, think very carefully before quitting a job to help a parent. Gaining time may be offset by not only your loss of current income, but also damage to your retirement savings. In other words, your first reaction might be to quit your job to care for your parent, but it may be that that's not the full solution. Make a caregiving budget. I think that's really important. Having a clear budget, knowing what the financial needs are, knowing what your parent or grandparent's financial situation is, having a clear budget, getting all the numbers down so they're clearly understood. And I think another tip that they make is excellent. Learn about Medicare and Medicaid. Learn about resources that are available, practical resources that may be available for them. Okay? All right. One thing you've learned. Barb is in Michigan. Barb, welcome to Intentional Living today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What's one thing you learned? What's your situation?
Well, my mother-in-law passed away a year ago, and it was a long process. She was 95, 2 days short of her 96th birthday when she passed. And we lived with her, took turns staying nights with her in daytime, and kept her in her home as long as we could. The last year, she did end up in a nursing home. But the one thing I did notice is that it was very hard for her to express her appreciation to your faith. And I know that's a lot. It's very humbling because they've lost their independence. They can't do for themselves, and it's very hard for them. But the thing I noticed is that they would tell everybody else, you know, but they would. It was just very hard for them to tell it to your face because it was a humiliating, emotional thing for them.
Yeah, was that difficult not to get that kind of positive feedback over those years for you?
No, not at all, because we weren't doing it for that. You know, we would have done it. No matter what, we were still taking care of her. And getting it from other people, knowing that she did care, you know, it made you feel good about what you were doing. And but outside of that, we still would have done what we did regardless.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just have to have compassion and patience because they've gone through so much. But as far as the Medicare and Medicaid, when she ended up into the nursing home, that was a huge process because they can't own anything. You know, they would have liquidated everything that she had, and they would have taken her her money to offset what they were going to pay for her in the nursing home. So that was a huge process. It took a very long time, and it did work out. And there was out-of-pocket finances that we had to put up in front to make that happen until everything else went through. So it's just a lot of patience, a lot of phone calls and paperwork, and, you know, it's just patience and compassion and just keeping them focused why you do what you do.
Absolutely. And having been through this ourselves at some extent, Barb, we know that there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of preparation, and it's a reminder to those of us who are coming next in the generational order that we're putting our house in order, getting things clearly specified and laid out. My parents did that. My wife's parents have that. And that's been a big help, knowing what they wanted, what their expectations were for their own you know, their own life, and when they got to a place of needing care, what they needed and what they expected. So we need to take that lead and not just dump it on our kids. Okay, thank you, Heather. I appreciate it. We got more calls coming our way. We're talking about one thing that you learned. And Barb reminds us, hey, listen, don't expect a pat on the back. You know, just you're doing it with patience and love because you care for the parent. You do it because it's the right thing to do. 888-888-1717.
I have a pretty demanding work schedule as a nurse. I'm 58. My mother is still living, who is almost 90, lives independently, but is lonely. I have, with my husband's support, stayed in this area because I think that it's important for me to honor her. And today, there are a lot of times when I would like to spend my time in probably a more selfish way, but I go over, make sure that she's eating well, and take her for a drive. And I want to be able to look back and know that I did everything right when she is called home.
Good thoughts. Hey, listen, when you tell us your story, when you tell us how you're being intentional, when you share with us what God is doing in your life, we get these out around the world online on our radio program. And thank you for talking to us. Intentional living is all about taking what we know works in life and as Christians, the biblical basis of our life, and then actually doing it. And that's what intentional living is about. So today, if we can help one person somewhere decide to do one thing intentional in terms of their aging parents, then we've been success today. All right, let's get some more help for you. Heather is in Arizona. Hi, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Good, doing well today. Appreciate your call.
Yes, thank you.
What's one thing you've learned?
I appreciate your ministry.
Well, thank you, Heather.
Yes, you're welcome. Absolutely. I've learned a couple of things. One of the most important things that I have learned is that they are never coming back to our world. You have to go to theirs.
Hmm. Explain that.
You have to go to their world because their world is where they're at now.
Mm-hmm.
They have left our world.
So did you experience this, Heather, with an aging parent with dementia?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, you expect them to be like they were 10 years ago, and that's not going to happen.
You can't. It's not going to work. It will never, ever work. Another thing that I've learned is that no matter how many times you have heard the same story over and over and over, it's still the first time for them. So act like it's the first time for you.
You know, Heather,
act like it's the most fabulous story you've ever heard in your life, even though you've heard it 100 times.
And I was at a doctor's office, several months ago, and I was sitting in the lobby, and an older couple sitting across from me, waiting to go see the doctor, and it was the wife holding the husband's hand. They both looked like they were, functioning, talking, communicating. Then I heard him say to his wife, Am I here to see Beth? And the wife said, yes, honey, you're here to see Beth, and this is for your regular, treatment, and yes, we're here to see Beth. And then about 20 seconds later, he said, honey, am I here to see Beth? And of course, instantly, those of us around knew what was going on. And to watch this wife of many, many years, I'm sure, just take his hand and said, yes, honey, we're here to see Beth, and this is for your treatment. And then 30 seconds later, again and again and again. And I'm sure it happened thousands of times before they ever got to the doctor's office and thousands of times since. But I was humbled because as I watched this woman with her patience to realize that mine would be so impatient. But I think it's a reminder, Heather, that they're not coming. If indeed the situation is not always you're going to have Alzheimer's, but aging parent issues not always related to memory loss. But when they are, they're not coming back. And we need to get into their world. That's a good reminder. What's one thing that you've learned about aging parents? Medical, financial, relational, spiritual, maybe something about yourself? 888-888-1717. You need to have, and we all have to have a mission that you can say in one sentence. Why you're on this planet. Why your business exists. And for Nehemiah, it was very clear. I want to go back and rebuild those walls. That's my mission. That's why I'm here. Everything else is going to be set aside. I'm going to focus on that one mission. Having that mission gives you strength. You know, that is all about the power of intentional leadership. And every month, I have an opportunity to either in front of an audience somewhere around the country or here with my staff to teach a lesson on the practical application of intentional living for our life. And then we share this on CD around the country to each of our members, singles and married, young and old, who support financially this mission that is unique in this day and age to a world that is so unintentional. To share a message of intentional living in Christ is desperately needed. And you've heard me share that our goal is to see 1 million people who will stand up and choose to be intentional in their family and in their life. And we see that number continuing to grow. People who are saying, enough of the chaos of the world, I choose to follow what the scripture teaches and be intentional. And if this mission is making a difference, if the message is making a difference, come and join us. Two reasons. One, to keep the message going, the ministry going. And secondly, so we can come to you alongside of you with our monthly teaching, my monthly teaching for you every month. All you have to do to join today is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And I would mention, if you're receiving the CDs, share with me how that's making a difference in your life, something you've learned, something I could tell others around the country you're gaining as you listen to these CDs. Would you do that? You can share it on our comment line, our story line at 888-888-1717 right after the program. Just call and tell us about it, all right? And if you call during business hours, you can also push the number to talk to one of our staff and join in support today. More help if you're helping an aging parent. We've got callers standing by. We're going to get to them quickly here in just a couple minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to share on caring for aging parents. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Tom. Tom. Hey.
What's up?
Wow, what are you listening to?
Oh, yeah, it's a podcast from Dr. Randy Carlson. Download them all the time. I listen to them on my way into the office.
So what are they about?
Are you kidding? If you can think of a subject, chances are Dr. Randy's got a podcast on it. Everything from making your marriage better to helping raising your kids when you'd rather sell them to gypsies.
Can I listen to that one right now, please? Lately, it seems my kids have been whisked away and replaced by aliens.
Download free podcasts, past shows, and more from Dr. Randy at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You're probably familiar with our theme verse at the Intentional Living Center from Ephesians 5:10. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. Sometimes we have trouble with the figuring. Sometimes we have trouble with the doing. Either way, the Intentional Living Center is here to help you be intentional in Jesus Christ. Join the Intentional One Thing Challenge at theintentionallife.com. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Hey, listen, Rebecca's ready to go, and Pam and Bill, I'm going to get them on in just a moment. Each is going to tell us one thing. Our time's passing quickly, but I want to hear one thing from each of you that you would pass on to others caring for parents. Just before I do, a quick reminder that the Parents Night Out events for the nation are about to begin. Well, they're going to begin here in October, a couple months out, but we already have great response and registration. I'm going to be in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, October 2nd, and then Michigan tour, October 9, 10, 11, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Midland, Jackson, Flint, okay? And then Arizona, October 23 and 24, Friday, Saturday, in Mesa and in Phoenix, and then wrapping it up in November in Tucson. Parents Night Out. It's going to be a fun couple, two or three hours. We're just going to lay out the practical application of living intentionally as a parent to help you be the kind of parent that you want to be and your kids need for you to be, okay? You can register today. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, New Mexico, Michigan, and Arizona coming up. Okay, let's get to the calls. One thing, let's start with Rebecca in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi there. What's the one thing you'd share?
I have learned, taking care of an elderly man who doesn't have any family, how much the elderly who don't have an advocate for them are left out on their own, and how they're taken advantage of by people, and just the situations they're thrown into when they don't have any family to step up for them and take care of them.
You mean decisions like with money and that kind of thing?
Anything. Unfortunately, this gentleman cannot take care of himself and he cannot live on his own, but yet we can't seem to find some place that he can live. Mm. And he doesn't, like I said, he never had children and he doesn't have any children to take care of him now in his elderly years. And it's just sad to see how many people are out there.
Yes.
That cannot take care of themselves, and you know, they may run into someone who they think is being honest with them, but they're not.
Well, that's a great reminder, Rebecca, and God bless you for helping stand in the gap. Not everybody will do that, and the fact you're doing it's a real testimony of your faith. But that's very true. With age, we know that there can be elder abuse. There can also be elderly folks that are taken advantage of economically and otherwise. As they get older, maybe the processing, decision-making is not as clear as it once was. So that's a good reminder. Watch your parents and grandparents and who's trying to influence their life. Okay, Rebecca, thank you for your tip. Let's go to Pam, also in Arizona. Welcome to the program, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's one thing you've learned on aging parents?
Well, I worked in long-term care for many years, and I'm about to embark on a great adventure because at the end of this coming month, at August, I'm going to be taking care of my mother in Florida.
Mm.
And one of the things I have learned, having worked with so many elderly people, is that you still have to treat them with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents, they're still your parents. You have to treat them as adults. That is the hardest thing, not to mother your parents, or, you know, because maybe they aren't doing the things they used to do when you were a little kid, but at the same token, you're doing the things they did for you, but they're still your parent. And my mother reminds me all the time of this, but, you know, I've seen so many children just take everything over and they don't allow them to have, if they're able to have that, how do I want to put this? They're mature adults,
mm-hmm. Right.
And we still have to treat them that way. And it is hard. You have to be so patient when it comes to this. And I tried this when my parents lived with me. I tried to be bossy, and I'll tell you what, it does not work.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone's unhappy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited to go and live with my mom, not under the circumstances because we lost my dad in April, but I'm so thrilled to get to spend this time with her.
Mm.
And I hear so many people, like I said, having worked in long-term care, that just they forget so many times that we're working with grown people who've had life experiences. And it's like someone said, yes, listen to the stories over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry if they ask you the same question over and over. That's your blessing, that they care enough to even ask you. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. Well, Pam, Godspeed as you travel and settle in with mom, and may God grant you peace, and may this be just a great time with you and your mother in these years ahead.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your call. Good reminder. Again, coming back to respect. You know, when we talk about caring for aging parents, remember they're different than children. They may be acting like children, but as Pam pointed out, they're adults, they're your parents. And there's one of the things to look at when you're raising your kids, there's a lot of joy and satisfaction, but caring for an elderly parent can be rather sad and depressing as you see them go through this time of loss. It's a losing loss time in their life. And providing that kind of respect is something that you'll never regret if you do that. Okay, let me go to Bill, who's on the line. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. What's one thing you've learned?
Well, it was actually from my grandfather. He lived to be 100 years old, which was pretty cool. He came over here from Greece in 1908, you know, to Ellis Island and all that. And I remember, you know, growing up, I mean, all the things that my grandfather did for me, you know, I have plenty of photos and when I was little, and I know that he was taking care of me in my infant years and as I was a young boy and everything. And I thought when he got older and he needed some help, it's like, it was a privilege, you know, to help him out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was happy to do it. And, I'd go and stop by his apartment and, you know, help him, like, take a shower. Like, he could help him wash his hair and things like that, you know, things that he couldn't do. That was a struggle for him. Mm. And consequently, I mean, I also had a brother and three other cousins, male cousins, and I just kind of got together with him. I said, look, guys, you know, we need to help him out. And so, you know, we could at least go over there, take a turn, you know, every couple of days and get over. And I just said, think how you'd feel if it was you, you know, right. You wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff. And I said, you might not get this chance to ever do this again. Well, so take advantage of it.
And that's, know? I think that's a real powerful message, Bill, is you don't get another chance with this. Don't look back with regret. This is an opportunity to do it, not perfectly, but do it intentionally. And that's really the message today.
Well, I've been caring for my mom not so many weeks ago was very healthy. But then she fell down taking my little niece to a park and broke her arm. And then just a while after that, I think from the pain pills that the doctors had put her on, she fell down again in her bedroom and broke her hip.
They're both still independent. They live in their own home. They're 77 and 83, but very sick. I go to most of their appointments with them, doctor's appointments. My concern is the way that other professionals in the healthcare field really talk past them and to me. But I have been really intentional about focusing them back to my parents so they can keep their dignity.
Boy, I really agree with that. I remember when my mom was closer to the end of her life, I went to a few of her doctor appointments with her with a cardiologist, and there would be times that he would look past her to me. And I understand that happens, but this idea of really respecting our parents and grandparents is important today. That's been the message. You know, we only scratched the surface. We do have some really practical things for you at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. Click on the broadcast highlights there. And it'll take you to a page where it talks about emotionally, logistically, and intellectually caring for your parents. Some tips and ideas and encouragement for you. Our prayer ministry is available 24 hours a day as well. This is Intentional Living. Upcoming programs, how to forgive and help for new parents at the other end of the spectrum coming up. I am Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, and we'll see you next time. God bless.